Madhya Lila, Chapter 21. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is the very life of Lord Nityananda. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, the master of Gadadhar and Advaita. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is dear to Srivas and Haridas. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, the master of Gangadas and Vasudevdat. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya and all his devotees. Anyone who hears these narrations of Lord Chaitanya will attain pure devotional service. Accompanied by Nityananda and Gadadhar, Lord Chaitanya enjoyed pastimes in Navadvip. One day, surrounded in the four directions by his devotee associates, Lord Chaitanya walked in the town. Lord Chaitanya walked to the home by the Ganga's dam of Visharada Maheshwara, who was Sarvabhauma's father. At that place was also the home of Devananda Pandit, a very peaceful Brahmin who yearned after impersonal liberation. He was learned and austere. From birth, he was disinterested in material things. He was a great student of Srimad Bhagavatam, but he was not a devotee. The people said, "He is a great teacher of Srimad Bhagavatam." Still, because he was not a devotee, he did not understand the true meaning at the heart of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because of some offense, he was not qualified to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna knows the reason. By divine arrangement, as they walked on the path, Lord Chaitanya and his associates overheard Devananda lecturing on Srimad Bhagavatam. As he listened, Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supersoul in the hearts of all beings and who knows everything, did not hear any description of the greatness of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya angrily said, "What is the meaning of this rascal's words? In this birth, he does not know anything of the true meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. How can this rascal be qualified to talk about Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is Lord Krishna himself in the form of a book. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that devotional service is the highest goal of life. That is why the four Vedas say, Srimad Bhagavatam is the personification of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. The four Vedas are yogurt, and Srimad Bhagavatam is fresh butter. Sukadev Goswami churned, and Maharaj Pariksit ate that butter of Srimad Bhagavatam. My dear devotee, Sukadev Goswami knows the true meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. In speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, he explained the truth about me. Anyone who thinks that I, my servant, and Srimad Bhagavatam are different will perish." In this way, Lord Chaitanya angrily explained the truth of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing his explanation, the devotees floated in great bliss. In Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service is the sole topic. There is no other. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "This rascal doesn't know anything. This non-devotee fool is always lecturing on Srimad Bhagavatam. Today I will tear up his book. You watch while I do it." Lord Chaitanya angrily went to tear up the book. Grabbing him, the devotees stopped him. All the scriptures affirm that Srimad Bhagavatam is not understood very easily. Material scholarship, austerity, and fame do not help one understand it. Persons who proudly claim, "I know Srimad Bhagavatam," never know Srimad Bhagavatam's true meaning. Persons who know that Srimad Bhagavatam is the inconceivable Supreme Personality of Godhead himself know that devotional service is the true meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very few were learned and virtuous like Devananda Pandit. Still, Yamaraj punishes all proud scholars bewildered about the true meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Persons who study Srimad Bhagavatam and then blaspheme Lord Nityananda, who is the moon of Avadhutas and the home of all the worlds, will perish. Every day, Lord Chaitanya would walk in the town with his followers. One day, Lord Chaitanya walked in the town with Srivas Pandit. In the outskirts of town was a drunkard's house. Walking by, Lord Chaitanya smelled the fragrance of wine. Remembering the Varuni beverage, Lord Chaitanya entered the mood of Lord Balaram. Forgetting external consciousness, Lord Chaitanya again and again roared at Srivas, "I will go in." Lord Chaitanya said, "Srivas, I will go in." Srivas respectfully grasped the Lord's feet. Lord Chaitanya said, "Can I be ordered or forbidden?" Still, Srivas forbade the Lord. Srivas said, "You are the father of the universes. If you break the rules of religion, who can protect them? Not understanding your pastimes, the people will blaspheme you. Because of that blasphemy, they will suffer birth after birth. You are the eternal supreme personality of Godhead. You preserve the eternal religion. Who will understand this pastime of yours? If you enter that wine drinker's house, I will drown myself in the Ganga." The Lord never goes against his devotee's desire. Hearing Srivas's words, the Lord smiled. Lord Chaitanya said, "If you don't wish, I won't go. I won't make your words false." Because of Srivas's words, Lord Chaitanya stopped his mood of Lord Balaram. Slowly and peacefully, the glorious Lord walked on the royal road. Seeing Lord Chaitanya, the people drunk on wine called out again and again, "Hari, Hari!" Someone said, "Nimai Pandit is good, a good person. He sings and dances very nicely." Calling out Hari and clapping his hands, someone danced. Then the other drunkards happily followed behind him. Singing, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Narayan," the drunkards happily danced. The drunkards made a great sound of chanting Hari. All this happened because they saw Lord Vishnu and a Vaishnav. Seeing the drunkards' activities, Lord Chaitanya laughed. When he saw them, Srivas wept tears of joy. Seeing Lord Chaitanya, the drunkards became happy. Only sinner sannyasis blaspheme the Lord when they see him. Those who feel unhappy at heart when they hear of Lord Chaitanya Chandra's glories will not find happiness in any birth or any ashram. I offer my respectful obeisances to all, even the drunkards, who saw Lord Chaitanya Chandra when he was personally present on this earth. Placing a glance of mercy on the drunkards, Lord Chaitanya, wrapped in his own ecstasy, continued walking from village to village. Seeing Devananda Pandit a little ahead, Lord Chaitanya thought, "In the past, Devananda Pandit offended Srivas Pandit." At the time of that offense, Lord Chaitanya had not yet manifested his nature as a devotee. All his servants were then unhappy, for the whole world was empty of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. If some scholars lectured on Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, no one ever heard from them any descriptions of devotional service. At that time, Devananda was both learned and peaceful. He was honored by the people. He regularly lectured on Srimad Bhagavatam. From childhood, he had lived like a sannyasi. One day, desiring to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Srivas visited his home. Listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, which syllable by syllable is filled with ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, Srivas felt his heart melt. Listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, Srivas wept. The great devotee Brahman deeply sighed. Then the sinful students there said, "This fellow is trash. Brothers, with him present, we cannot learn anything. We are wasting our time." Srivas's tears did not stop. Srivas was very dear to Lord Chaitanya. He purified the entire world. Meeting together and coming to a conclusion, the students dragged Srivas outside. Devananda Pandit did not stop them. As the teacher was empty of devotion, so were his students. Finding himself outside, Srivas unhappily returned home. Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supersoul in the hearts of all, knew all that had happened. Seeing Devananda, Lord Chaitanya remembered all this. His face filled with anger, Lord Chaitanya, the son of Sachi, said, "Devananda, I'm talking to you. You lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam? Srivas, whom even Goddess Ganga desires to see, once went to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from you. What offense did he commit that your students grabbed him and dragged him outside? Is it right to drag and throw away a person who, when he hears Srimad Bhagavatam, weeps with love for Lord Krishna? I understand that you lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam. In this birth, you do not know the true meaning of that book. When a person eats and becomes full, he is happy with the outside world. You lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, but you yourself cannot feel the happiness of that love. This I tell you. Hearing these words, the Brahmin, Devananda, became embarrassed. He did not reply. After speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya angrily walked away. Devananda unhappily walked to his home. Although the Lord punished him with words, Devananda was very pious and fortunate. Persons punished by Lord Chaitanya become great saints. Indeed, persons killed by the Lord go to Vaikuntha. A person who accepts the punishment given by Lord Chaitanya and places that punishment on his head becomes qualified to attain ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Persons who in their hearts are not afraid of Lord Chaitanya's punishment are sinners. Birth after birth, they are punished by Yamaraj. Lord Krishna appears in four forms, in the forms of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulsi, Ganga, and his devotees. The deity form of the Lord may be worshipped only after life is placed in the deity. However, the Vedas say the other four forms are the Supreme Lord himself from the moment those forms are born in this world. I know that the descriptions of Lord Chaitanya have neither beginning nor end. As far as I know of them, I explain Lord Chaitanya's glories. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Lord Chaitanya's servants. I pray that I may never offend them. Anyone who hears this Madhyakanda, which is sweet like nectar, will destroy the offenses in his heart. I pray that Lord Nityananda, who is dear to Lord Chaitanya, and who always stays with Lord Chaitanya's servants, will never leave me.